Hey, Glitter Gang, it's your host, Crystal Nielsen, with the Reign Over Your Life podcast. Consider this your space for healing, growth, and community. I've been in the health and wellness coaching space for over a decade, and I am on a mission to help support you in showing up more fully in your life. Each week, I'll be coming on here and interviewing experts and leaders in the transformational healing space on how we can show up in our lives more authentically. So join me every Monday to kickstart your week with momentum, because it is time to reign over your life. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today is a special edition. I have my fiance on here with us.
Hi everyone.
And I thought for today's podcast, we would talk about and give you guys all the details of our engagement, how it went down, show you my beautiful ring that I'm obsessed with, and answer some of your Q&As that I popped over on Instagram. And you guys have a lot, so I'm excited to dive into all of those.
Let's go.
Let's talk about the proposal. I want to know, because we were, just so everyone knows, like we spent a whole week in Hawaii, and the whole time thinking, I think he's going to propose in Hawaii. We had this like whole week plan with Smush. And like every time we went and did something, I'm just kind of in the back of my eye wearing like a little extra makeup and just prepared for the moment I was prepared for with a proposal has been the video camera. Because I've always known you made a comment like you want to record it, you want it to be on video. So every time you like set up a family photo at like the beach for our holiday cards, I was always glancing to see if it was a video. And it was always like flashing light, like as a countdown timer to take a picture. So every time I would see the flashing light, I would be like, oh, it's not happening. It's not happening. And so I'm actually so glad, which we'll come back to that in a second, like with the actual proposal, because that was the moment that really shook me, like shocked me, surprised me, I would say, like when it was actually happening. I was like, oh my God, there's no flashing light. This is happening.
Which we are going to come back
to. We are going to come back to. Yeah. But I wanted to like wrap up Hawaii and just say, why not in Hawaii? Why not on like the family vacation? Because I know why, but I want everyone to know why.
So it is, there was a lot of things. Like for proposing, there's a lot of variables that are tricky, at least in my world. There was a lot of reasons. One, there was the main reason ultimately was, it's hard to set up a proposal with a 18-month-old child, I guess.
Yes.
it makes things a lot harder. Getting the moment right, like, yeah, it was tough. And that was, I'd say, the sole reason why that didn't happen. There were some other ones, but that was the main one. And then the weather wasn't great. I also liked having the element of surprise, so I've always wanted to catch you on by surprise. That was a fun part of the proposal for me. So it felt too obvious that it was going to happen in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's true. And you know what? I'm actually really glad it didn't, because it was rainy like half the time we were there. It actually was kind of one of my least favorite vacations, to be honest. Yeah. And Andara is a teething toddler.
I don't know about least favorite vacation. It was a pretty fun vacation.
I mean, it was fun, but it's not my favorite, not in my top. Unfortunately, and I really thought it was going to, maybe I just had a lot of expectations, but I think what it was with this time with Andara, like she's just a toddler and she's teething and she got really constipated. So she was just super fussy the whole time. And we didn't have like your mom there to help out with her. Mm-hmm. So it was just, it was constantly attending to a toddler, which, you know, I came back from Hawaii feeling really tired. And maybe it was the 6 hours she cried straight on the flight home that really just tuckered me out. But I'm really happy. Yeah,
I mean, so like to speak to that a little bit, the proposal is like, feels like a whole day thing. It's not just like the moment that it happens. It's like you're going to be celebrating like the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And if you have a crying toddler that like, even if you get the moment right, that like ruins the vibe for the rest of the day, that is kind of a bummer.
Yeah. So, yes.
That was another, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like it didn't feel like we had the space to make that the experience that I wanted it to be.
I definitely agree. And the moment I thought it was going to happen in Hawaii was doing our family photos. Mm-hmm. And Indara was just like crying. And I'm like, I hope it doesn't happen right now. And I'm so happy it didn't. So we were totally on the same page because all my friends text me. They're like, did it happen in Hawaii? Yeah. And I'm like,
I think
no.
There's a lot of people. That
no, and I'm so glad it didn't. Okay, so let's talk about the actual proposal. So we get back from Hawaii. We land at like 1 a.m., like the morning of Sunday. And like we're tanked. And Indara slept over at Mimi's house, which was amazing. And you said you woke up and just knew that was the day you were going to propose. Tell us more.
Yeah, that was the more spontaneous piece on my end. Because I had like thought about a different bunch of different circumstances. And there was definitely like forethought into the place and a lot of the like extra pieces of it. But the actual date was still a little bit undecided. And for whatever reason, on Sunday when we got back, it just felt like the right day. And I wasn't prepared for how the nerves that were going to be. Like, I didn't think I was going to be as nervous the whole day. That was a little bit surprising to me. But
just so everyone knows. Okay, I want to jump in and share because Miles is like, I got to go run errands like all day. I'm going to be gone like all day. And so I'm just like, okay, cool. Like I'm home chilling, like unpacking laundry, you know, the huge like day one of my detox. And he kept like running and like, you kept running and like so excited.
I think that's, so and we're going like, to get into how legitimate the surprise was, which let me start off by saying it was, you weren't 100% sure until the moment that you saw the light not come on.
Okay.
I was taking the picture, right? You weren't 100%. You thought it was like close, but you weren't 100% there.
Right. I wasn't 100%. Okay. So just for everyone to know, like Miles was like out running errands all day and like comes in, kept like running home and like leaving. And I'm like, he's so excited. Yeah. Like
I definitely blew my cover quite a bit by being a little overly excited, which I'm like a high energy person, but I'm not very externally high energy, I think, when it comes to.
Definitely more internally reserved.
Yeah, so I blew a little cover there.
So Miles is all like, came home all excited. He's like, so do you want to go for a run later today?
Well, we agreed to go on a run. And I feel like that wasn't out of the ordinary. I mean, we go on runs all the time. So that wasn't out of the ordinary at all. Although you were expecting to go with Smushy as well. And then where I think I threw you the first clue was I told you that Smushy was going to spend another night with my mom.
Yeah, so he comes back from the other errand. And he's like, so Indara is, going to stay the night again. And my ears picked up. I was like, why? Like, I thought your mom seemed pretty clear that she wanted Indara, like, picked up, like, tonight. Because she had plans. And so I was like, what's going on? So, like, my ears immediately kind of, like, perked up when that first clue happened.
In hindsight, I probably wouldn't have said that till later in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I was just, that's what I'm saying. The nerves kind of played, like made me, not quite as smooth as I maybe otherwise would have been.
Okay, so let's flash forward to your last errand. I'm using air quotes here. And then you come home or you like call me on your way home.
Yeah, so I, to give the full context, I went and scoped. I'd been running the route of where I wanted to go. Proposed to Crystal for like probably a month and a half now. So I've ran it a lot of times and checked it out and like knew the time when the sunsets, when it's going to be looking really good. And I knew the spot. And so I had it all kind of dialed in, but I wanted to go check it again just in case right before. So I did that right before and then came home. And on the way home, I called Crystal and was like, hey, This is the clue that I think gave it a lot away. I told her that I wanted to go take headshots for this upcoming event I have. I said they needed headshots, which isn't the most unreasonable thing, but it is a little bit, it's definitely out of the ordinary.
And that's because you are not a person who likes to take pictures. Like
of themselves.
Of themselves. Like you really avoid having your photo taken or being on camera or anything like that. Like it's kind of
taking a photo of myself is maybe an exception to that. Although I definitely don't do that very often.
When's the last time you took a photo of yourself?
Years ago.
Okay. Not even a selfie.
Oh, probably selfies. That's right. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Not that often. So I guess it wasn't quite as good. It was the only story I had, though, to be fair. Like, it was a good story. How else was I going to get you to come take photos? So this is where I went from there. Said, hey, I'm going to go take photos of the spot. I need some headshots for this event. They asked for headshots. I don't have any good ones. I'm going to go take some, while the conditions are good. You like taking photos. Do you want to come take some photos with me? Because you're always talking about going out and taking photos, and that's always like something you want to do. So I had a strong feeling, and we'd already planned on going on a run, so I knew you were available. So,
and that's where I got
set up the conditions so that there'd be a very high probability of you saying absolutely yes.
So that's where I got confused, because you came home and you're like, well, call me, and you're like, do you want to go take these photos? And I was like, not really. Like, I'm really not in the mood to take pictures. Like, I am disheveled from like a 12-hour travel day yesterday, and I am really not in the mood for photos. And I could hear your disappointment. You were like, got so quiet and so sad. And then I was like, huh, my ears perked up again. I was like, like, why is he so attached to like taking photos? And I was like, let me drink my coffee. Let's just chat about it when you get home.
This is what you said. You said, I told her I was 5 minutes away. I'm going to drink my coffee, and I'll see you when you get home. And I was like, oh gosh, gotta turn on my salesman persona here. So
he comes home.
I was a little high energy, I think, and that's probably what started to give it away. But in defense, you needed enough of a clue to get yourself dressed up and out there.
Yes.
So if I didn't turn it on enough, like, I gave you enough clues to realize, like, maybe this is going to happen. But you didn't really know for sure until...
I didn't know. And I will say, like, the next thing, I was just kind of... You asked me, you're like... I asked you, I go, so are we going for a run or are we shooting photos? And you're like, we can do both. And I was like, okay, what am I supposed to wear? Like, what...
It's not completely unreasonable.
And you're like, we can do whatever we want. We can walk, we can run, we can shoot photos.
This is what I said. I said...
And I was like, I don't know
We can bring our running shoes if we want to go run after, but I need to get headshots because... That was my cover.
Yeah. And so I was just like, I'm confused. So I go upstairs.
I needed you to get makeup ready, like photo ready.
Okay. Yeah. So we go upstairs and I start getting ready. And I was like, we got to go. We got to hurry. Like, get out the door. We don't have Andara. Like, let's
hurry. To your credit, though, you were quick to turn around. Like, it wasn't.
Surprisingly.
It wasn't hard to convince you to get photo ready. I don't know if that's because you started to catch on or if you like photos.
Yeah. Well, you like took me into the closet and you start helping me pick out an outfit. And I was just noticing how involved you were with my outfit. Yeah,
I was definitely.
And you're like, no, don't wear that one.
More cover at that point.
And I'm like, okay. And so I just put on an outfit. And then I remember turning over. I like glance at myself in the mirror and I'm like, damn, I do not look like ready for a photo shoot. And I'm like, wait, I'm so confused. If we're taking headshots of you, why am I getting ready?
Because you were going to take photos too.
Well, I wasn't planning on taking photos.
I know, but that was why you were coming with me, because I was taking the good camera out to go take photos and you wanted to get in on the photo action.
Yeah, but the thing was, like, you needed headshots.
Granted, this is all a cover for a completely different purpose, but that was the theoretical conditions that.
Yes. Yeah. So when you're like, I'm like, I just don't know why I'm going. And you look at me and you're like, do you want to put on a little makeup?
Look. Well, there's only so many ways to be subtle about
I'm so glad you did.
Yeah.
But I turn and look in the mirror and I'm like, is there a chance I'm
so hold get on, hold on though. Let me point out that this is all evidence to the fact that you didn't really know that it was a proposal. Because if you knew right away at any point throughout this, you would have been like, okay, I'm gonna go get full makeup ready. I'm not going to put any resistance. So all these are clues to point out that you were not 100% sure.
True. Okay. Yeah. So flash forward, we get in the car, we like drive there and we pull out the equipment and we go right to the spot and Miles starts setting it up and he sets up the tripod and like has me like go into frame. And I'm kind of just like kicking the dirt and I'm waiting because we always like test shoot photos, right? Yeah, like we always like test the lighting the focus, and make sure we like the background. So there's always like a few minutes of just testing shots. So I'm just like kind of kicking the ground, like not really paying attention. And all of a sudden, like I hear you start to walk towards me. And so it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like the sun's setting and we're like on this trail and like the lagoons in the background. And I like look up because I hear you walking towards me and I glance over to the camera and I don't see the flashing lights. And if we like play the, I'm sure we'll share the proposal video, but you see me looking really confused. And I look and I'm like, I think I said something. I'm like,
you definitely in the video said like, oh, it's, or I definitely said it's a video.
I know.
And I can't, that's when I think you're going to see the spark in your eyes.
Yeah. I think I asked, I'm like, where are the blinking lights? Right. And you go, it's a video. Yeah. Like your head down, like walking towards me.
I was definitely all nerves at that point.
So nervous.
I was like, in hindsight, I could have definitely snapped a few headshots and really sold it.
That's what I thought. I thought but we were.
We just got the perfect framing right away. Like, I don't know. I was all nerves. I don't think there was a whole lot of like reasoning going on. I just was there. I knew what I was there to do. And I went for it.
Went for it. So you're like walking towards me. It's a video. Like so nervous. And I'm like, what? And then you come and stand like right in front of me. And I see you reaching in your back pocket. And just like my mind is like, what? It's happening right now. I'm wearing this jacket. Like,
yeah, I think you laughed at me, actually. If I remember correctly, you laughed like the first response was that you laughed at me.
Well, I did like, because... Okay. Let me back it up. Hold on. Cause like we're going out chronologically.
Nervous.
So you come in, you stand in front of me. It's not a video. You stand in front of me, you pull out and then you like remember to like drop to your knee. Like I saw you like, oh yeah, I got
to
drop.
No, I definitely knew to drop to my knee.
Okay. And then you're just like, will you marry
me?
I like blurted it out so fast.
So that I was nervous for that. I also, right before, I think threw me off. Is I like couldn't remember. I didn't know if there was like a side that I was supposed to like what side to put you on so that I'm on like the right. I don't know. There's like things like that.
So thoughtful. My left side.
Is there like a proper side that you propose on? I don't know. It's probably not.
The girl's best side.
Girls. So I got it right.
You did get it right.
But I was like panicking because I was like, is there a special side that I'm supposed to do this on? Like, this is a silly thing, but that was definitely what was going through my head. And then that was the last point of like coherent thought before.
Yeah, I don't really remember anything else. But my response was, what? Because I was shocked. Like,
There was definitely
I was thrown off. Then I start laughing, like a good laugh. Yeah. And then I said, like,
but there was definitely a long period before you said any affirmative response.
I've actually watched it. It felt long. I watched it back. Okay. It was only a few seconds because it felt really long too. Because I was just processing. I'm like, wait a second. Wait, what?
Which again is evidence towards the fact that you didn't fully know.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. So I did pretty good. Got the surprise.
Yes. And then... So, yeah. And then I asked, I'm like, no speech? Like, because I think I've just, like, imagined it for so long, like, what it would be like. And I know you're such a perfectionist. And I'm like, you know, like, so I was just thrown off with it being so, like, sudden. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to catch you off. Like, I wanted that moment of you being in shock, which I guess I got. But I was also in shock, so I didn't get to fully enjoy it.
I know. So then... obviously, I say yes, and then he stands up and we kiss. Oh, and then I say, what, no speech? Because I'm just still, like, laughing and, like, happy laugh. Not laughing at him.
And I gave a speech.
Like, a happy laugh. And then you did give me a great speech, which I don't remember because I was still in shock.
Yeah.
And we don't have any audio of it because you speak so quietly. It did not pick up. Oh,
there's no audio at all?
No. Yeah. You can hear me.
Maybe we can do some, like, CIA audio boost and get it, but
oh yeah, I like that. Or maybe we can just do like a rewrite and a voiceover
true
for the collection. But yeah, it was really sweet. Here's the ring. I'm like, will it be in focus?
No. I can see it from a distance.
So that's our engagement story. You did a good job.
That's not it. Like I said, there's a whole night. Yeah.
Yes. So then tell us what happened next.
You tell us what happened.
Okay. So what happened next, it was really beautiful. Like the sun was setting and Miles.
We got like a full 30 minutes of shooting photos.
Yeah.
Didn't have. So this is one of the things that diverged from like my initial planning way back. Like I always thought, I even shot one of my friend's proposals, like multiple cameras, like hiding in the bushes. So it was always like, that's the way I'm going to do it. Like I'm going to have one of my friends who shoots, like hide in the bushes and do it all. And like something about actually doing it all just us felt even better in the end than like, I don't know, felt more intimate. And it's kind of special to have like, you know, the story's fun of like tricking you into coming and taking photos, tricking you. I'll give it a caveat. Maybe not a full trick, but I don't know. I think it's kind of special that we shot the photos ourselves and like did it ourselves.
Totally. It was so sweet. It was so intimate. It was only us. Mm-hmm.
Some of the shots would have definitely been easier with another photographer. Which
yeah.
We're going to do another photo shoot.
Definitely. Sure again, but yeah, Miles is, you know, my Instagram fiance now. So essentially we just like took photos of me, of the ring. And then we got just some kind of selfies together, which was I wish someone was there to like shoot photos of us together. Mm-hmm. But then we went out to dinner to this restaurant I've been wanting to try, toasted over champagne and came home and, you know, celebrated.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Chuck.
That's right, Jack. Yeah. And so, yeah. That's the story.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, so now let's open it up to Q&A.
Okay.
On Instagram. Okay, so the first question is, are you having a long engagement?
What does that mean? Like, how long are we waiting before we get married?
Yes.
I'd have to know what a long duration is versus a short duration.
Well, I think ideally we would love to get married like around, the spring.
Yeah.
Right? So in like 6 months.
Is that long?
No. I think anything over a year is considered long.
Oh. Yeah,
so we are hoping like in about 6 months. Okay.
So what is that? Medium duration?
It's medium, I guess.
It's medium?
It's medium.
As in like short medium?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought like engagements were normally like a few months. It shows how out of touch I am.
Yes. Okay. Second question. Where do you want to get married? Destination or local?
So, you know, it's only been like a week, guys. Like
not even. It's been like 5 days.
We have talked a little bit about it and still TBD, but
I think we're between kind of two things. I think that we want to be married in locally.
Yeah.
I think ideally.
Let's just paint the picture and then we can figure out the location. So it's like.
I feel like renting a house.
You talked about a beach or like a backyard overlooking a beach maybe.
Yes.
Definitely a view. We're both, I think, on the same page with
that. Yeah, we really are hoping for beach view.
Scenic is always nice.
Yes. And I guess I'd be okay with like mountains too, but scenic. Mm-hmm.
Scenic.
Preferably. I see this. I see it being like on a beach here in San Diego or between like Malibu and Baja, Mexico, like somewhere along there.
Cool.
And I see beach. Yeah. I just see us being married on the beach. I see a small wedding. I see really intimate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just really what I'd love. There's like a couple hotels that iconic hotels in San Diego that I would love to get married at. But the tricky part is with a short engagement, like what's even available, makeup, camera people, like photography. So we haven't even done any of that. So I think
this is the part where we get to plan it all.
Yeah.
We don't have a plan yet.
Yes. We don't have a plan.
Yeah. And by the way, even if we did, there's no way that it would be the same plan in 6 months or whatever.
That's true. Okay. So someone's asking, did I miss the baby announcement?
I saw a lot of comments about that too. Like,
I know. My friend even called me and thought I was pregnant because I'm in this jacket. I'm in this giant jacket.
Let's keep him guessing. Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe. Might have made one in Hawaii. Yeah,
maybe.
Okay. How did you guys meet? I'll tell the short version. Okay. We were introduced by family friend, mutual friend, who is my high performance coach, longtime family friend of Miles's family. Mm-hmm. And kind of during COVID, she was just like, the next time, like I just have the right person for you. And would just really urged us to meet and get together, planting seeds on my end, planting seeds on your end. And then we just finally like met on my way to like go look up houses as I was like moving up to North County, San Diego. And, you know, it just kind of took off from there. Mm-hmm.
The rest is history, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah. Aww. Yeah. Now we're getting married. Okay. Well, that's it for the podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Here we go. Yeah. Thank you. This was fun.
And letting us share this super special occasion and chapter of our lives with all of you. If you are listening to this, thank you so much. And if you want to watch it on YouTube, we're going to be putting up the full video so you can watch Miles blush and you can see my pretty ring. And we'll catch you guys next week. Bye. If you loved this week's episode and you're ready to kickstart living as the biggest and best version of yourself, go and check out my exclusive RXL community. We take this mindset work to the next level and give you the support space you need to implement these lifestyle changes. Plus, you get access to my master content library, and it is packed with all the resources you need, including workouts, recipes, meditations, EFT tappings, and so much more. I believe that health and wellness is the first pillar to focus on when changing your life, and RXL is a perfect place to support you. To learn more, just click the link below in the show notes, and I cannot wait to see you inside the community.